Okay, welcome to our pre-show. It's the Monday pre-show. God, I've been stopping and starting this motherfucking show for a long time here now. All kinds of stuff I had to do. Got a couple of ideas here we're going to do on the show tonight, one of which is the idea that... am I going to bring Lloyd on? We're going to do... You know, we have a couple of things that... by the way, my brother's doing better. Thank you all for your very nice comments about, you know, Dara. He's doing way better, man. I saw him on Saturday, and he's cantankerous, and he's... you know, he's his old self, which I guess that's good, I guess. He's a tough dude, man. He did say something to me, and I don't think I'm betraying a confidence. He said to me, why didn't you guys just let me go? He can't talk because he's got a tube in his throat, okay? It's kind of gross, but it allows him to get air without having to have a tube down his throat, although he's breathing on his own most of the time, which is fantastic. But he said, why didn't you guys just let me go? Meaning, why didn't you guys just let me die? And we said, because we asked you, or Joanne and Marianne asked you, when you were conscious, and you may not remember this, but they asked you, do you want a tracheotomy, Dara, to get you off the respirator? And you went, you nodded up and down, man. So you assented to it. You're the reason. Bah, ha, ha, ha. Which was a kind of a funny way of dealing with a very... we got, you know, Poncho. Poncho, what you doing, buddy? What's the big boy doing, huh? What do you want, man? You want to go outside? Poncho's here. You're not going to go outside, man. Which is kind of, as I mentioned, is kind of a, you know, poignant way of dealing with that. But so he's doing good. I was going to try to get back to see him today. I couldn't do it. It's a fucking bitch. I'm humping over the hill into the valley, then back again. But he's doing better. Joanne, my sister, has been, you know, she's been the one, man. If it wasn't for her, I don't think he'd be here. I really don't. If it wasn't for Joanne being there and making the decisions, and Marianne, too, my younger sister, both of them have been on it, man. Marianne's a nurse. So she's got a good handle on some of that shit. So let's see here. I've got all kinds of shit I'm dealing with here right now, man. Show open. And by the way, I really liked Friday. I like having the classic Friday because that is a great way of giving non-subscribers a look into our archives and at the same time, you know, not being too overdone with it. We're not going to go back to daily free podcasts, none of that shit. This is about balancing the two, getting downloads, and at the same time maintaining our business, our subscription business. So we're going to continue that for as long as it makes sense, but not so long as to devalue the material that we have on our website. And I got a lawyer who's very aggressive. You'll be happy to know. My attorneys are in favor of suing left and right. They just want to sue. Illegally posted shit it means that you know, you can sue the individual that's doing it. Now, to that end, I've mentioned in the past, and I will again, that you guys, when you see, if you see in your travels, any link to material online that is not linking our website, you should let me know. And you can do that through our comment section. No one will see your comment published. No one can see who is making any comment unless it is published, and we won't publish those. We'll simply take that information and we will act on it. So you don't have to worry about any of that. And what it does is it maintains the, it helps to maintain the integrity of the site. It helps to give you value for your subscription dollar. It all goes into the maintenance of our business and respect for you as a customer. Now, it isn't that we're not doing that ourselves. Believe me, we are. But I'm just saying, in your travels, if you happen to see something that we miss, we'd appreciate it. All right, let's see. Bob Bacon, then we have Harvey Wehrman. And we have Lloyd Bonafide. Now, tomorrow is Labor Day, and that's going to be a big day. So I want to find Harvey a story for Harvey. Rival Koreans start talks to reunite families separated by the war. Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul have failed to distance themselves from their 16 rivals, with all of them stalling out or slipping in surveys since Mr. Trump cannonballed to the head of the pack. Not catapulted, cannonballed. That's an interesting... Who is in second place? Carson?
Come find me.
All right, let's see here. Going back to page one on this story here. I don't know if I'm showing it to you or not. Return of the Hill looked to seize 2016 spotlight from Donald Trump. Return to the Hill. So what are they? They're back to work? Well, wait, man. There's a debate coming up on the 16th. God damn. Must be nice, man, getting fucking 5 weeks off. But I guess that's, you know, that is the standard. Actually, that is the standard vacation. They get 6 weeks in Europe. There are companies that give their employees 5 weeks in this here country of ours. Search for Malaysian Airlines 370 could go on for another year. I mean, you know, I didn't know they were still searching for it, but I guess it stands to reason that they would. Because it's a pretty brutal thing to just say, well, okay, I guess we're all done searching for some 200-plus people who just vanished off the fucking face of the earth. I remember when that came out and there was a big backlash on Twitter about that. People saying, can we, enough already with the missing jet. And I'm thinking, are you kidding? There's 300 people that have vanished from the face of the earth, and that's not news? Come on, motherfuckers, you know. All right. I wonder if this is a Harvey story. Well, I do know one thing. We got to get a Lloyd Bonafide safety Labor Day traffic. Fortune. Best time to drive before Labor Day is Thursday afternoon after 2 p.m. Traffic peaks between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. 2 p.m. Friday's traffic patterns are formed for this time of our normal traffic peaks between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Saturday. On Sunday, traffic peaks between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. Labor Day travelers should wake up bright and early to head to their destinations. Traffic starts to increase around noon and continues on until 3 p.m. Traffic patterns on Labor Day mimic weekend patterns over a typical work day. No more low wages. No more low wages. This is a article about traffic on Labor Day. And I know that they have a Labor Day. They actually do celebrate Labor Day in Canada, even though it's an American holiday, which I didn't know. I thought Labor Day was just Labor Day, you know. Oh, like all over the world or something? I guess not. Oh, Justin McElroy. Justin McElroy, checking response times. How are we doing here? 16 minutes in. All right.
All right.
So that's that. Then we have Lloyd, Harvey Bankman, Bob Bacon, Harvey Wireman.
But I'm never gonna lose your precious gift. It will always be. Cause I know I'm gonna find my peace of mind someday.
Okay. Excuse me. Oh, God damn it. I almost forgot. I almost fucking forgot. What's a good song for Margaret to sing this week, you guys, huh? Oh, shit.
Happened to you and they're supposed to change you. It turns out that's not true.
So.
I'm Margaret Gray and this. This then is Kiss You All Over by the great band Exile. Yeah.
It's kind of a disgusting song.
No, it is not disgusting. It would be disgusting to you. What are you talking about? Would you stop the music, please?
When I get home, babe, gonna light your fire. All day I've been thinking about you, babe. You're my one desire.
Wrap my arms around you.
This ain't karaoke, bitch. That ain't karaoke, motherfucker. Where you ever get off calling that shit karaoke? Karaoke. Right? Yeah, I hear you.
This is a wonderful song written by Nicky Chin and Mike Chapman. When I get home, babe, I'm gonna light your fire. All day I've been thinking about you, you're my one desire. When I get home, babe, gonna light your fire. All day I've been thinking about you, baby, you're my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and then you're gonna be close to me. Ah, babe, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna feel your fantasy.
Yeah. Would you knock that off?
Well, that is a part of the effect. Don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you are everything to me. Every time I'm with you, babe, I can't believe it's true.
You're the- Will you come on? All right, man, this is going to be beautiful, dude. Okay. Although, Labor Day, shouldn't there be a... Working for the weekend would be great. Or, Working in a coal mine. That would be fucking out of sight. The Judds. Devo? Karaoke.
It is Labor Day, everyone, and that means it's time to get down. Get down to the coal mine. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm working in a coal mine. I'm going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine. Whoops, about down. Working
in a coal mine.
Going
down, down, down.
Working. About to slip down. 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm already up and I'm gone. Oh, God, I'm so tired, Lord. How long can I go on? Working in a coal mine. Going down, down. What are you staring at? Don't look at my legs.
In a coal mine.
Going
down, down, down.
Working. Woo! Slip down. Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, you ought to be me on a Saturday night in St. Louis.
Yeah, man. That's the shit, Jack. That's what we want. That's what we need. That's what I need, motherfucker. All right. 7 minutes to go before this fucking thing implodes on me. All right. So, Margaret will be singing... Working in a coal mine. I get the fucking fan on because it's hotter than a motherfucker and this bitch made motherfucker. ABCDEFG, here we go. Where's the Hawaiian music too? Then, Harvey Wyman. Harvey Wyman. 5 o'clock in the morning. Going down, 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 working. Coal mine. And I'm working. Coal mine. 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm already up and gone. God damn, I'm so tired. This is this goddamn bed with the fucking car alarm. Nah, fuck that. Yeah, that's good. All right. Then we need... motorcycle rumble, motorcycle revving, motorcycle rides away, bitch. Nope, too short. We need motorcycle drive away. There it is. This is the one we need, man. All right. 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm already up and up. Lord, honey. Working in a coal mine. Virtual mouse. All right. It's all good, man. I don't see any reason why we just shouldn't just start this motherfucker and let the chips fall where they fucking may, all right? Let me just see one thing here, man.
2, 3s in.
All right. Here we go, man. Oh, wait. Yeah. Bink. All right. I'm all good. I'm ready. I'm good.